Your baby ain't sweet like mine. She bake a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes,
this is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson, and I'm talking with the writer Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, and her new book, Committed. Well, so on to our event of the day, our Valentine redesign challenge, where we asked all of our millions of listeners if they had an idea for a new, better 21st century Valentine's Day card, and a couple of hundred of them sent in a fantastic diversity of them, but many, many really good ones, I thought.
Yeah,
what was your reaction?
I thought so too. I thought they were fantastic as well. And there was some sculpture. There was, you know, people went off in different directions
yes.
with it. And there were some that really kind of looked like old-fashioned Valentines, and some that did not at all, and some that were sort of grim and heartbreaking, and other ones that were exuberant and wonderful and odd.
So we will now have a drum roll, and of almost 200 entries we had, you had three favorites, which I guess we'll call finalists.
I did. Should we go from three to one?
Sure. The second runner-up, I guess we call those.
Okay. The second runner-up for me is the one that says, I wish I could see inside your head.
Right.
And it's this beautiful sort of wistful drawing of a girl who's completely intact, except for the fact that you can see up through her thoracic cavity and into her brain. And she's sort of looking down in a sad way, and you can look in her brain. And in her brain, there's a kind of messed up bed. And I feel like that's so accurate for what love is. And what I like about it, too, is that instead of the standard Valentine that relies on the heart, this one relies on the mind, which is, of course, where we all know that love exists and where also the mysteries of love exist.
It's also a beautifully old-fashioned looking drawing, as
yeah.
sort of modernistic as it is in many ways.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. It's very dear and very quaint, and also a little bit unsettling.
Yes.
Because you can see her pituitary gland. And you can see her throat muscles, and then you see this big empty space with a bed inside. And there's obviously, you know, the wish that we could understand each other better in sex and understand each other better in intimacy. And I think that's so much what the pain and the beauty of love is all about. So I thought that was fantastic.
I agree. And the next, the first runner-up.
This one, instead of being wistful and sort of sad, is blissful and joyous. And it's a yellow field is the background with clouds. And then there's a man and a woman floating through the field. And they've got Dixie cup telephones connecting them. And along the line of the Dixie cup is saying, I wish every night was taco night. And I love it. It's the sweetest and most romantic thing I've seen in such a long time. They're floating in bliss, but the kind of bliss that they have, especially given the fact that they're wishing that every night was taco night, is so domestic
yes.
and so familiar. And it doesn't have anything to do with the passions of infatuation, and it has everything to do with...
contentment.
Yeah, contentment. And the simple... quotidian pleasures of having a meal together with somebody every night, and how, you know, every once in a while, like once a week, we have a really special meal
yes.
and it's taco night, and it's the best, you know, instead of Valentine's Day being the best day of the year, taco night is the best day of the week.
And the winner, our winner, your winner.
Well, nothing can compete with the bacon bouquet.
It is exactly that.
It is exactly that. What this person has done is to take strips of semi-cooked bacon and roll them up so that they look like flowers, and then place them in a tinfoil bouquet wrapped up with a plaid ribbon. And it was a gift. The idea was to how to give a man a cheerful bouquet of flowers when he's feeling blue that will not emasculate him and will help you get into his good graces. And of course, that's the dilemma. You don't want to necessarily give a man a bouquet of red roses, but you could certainly give him some pork products, or as we
yes.
call it in our household, vitamin P.
It's genius. It's really genius, you know, because
genius.
it is, I mean, how happy you would be to get these. I, as an American, love bacon more than almost anything, and more than I can say. But it refers to the bouquet without being that. It sort of breaks the envelope. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely brilliant. And even a photograph of it, I think, on a card would be a terrific thing to give to somebody, because it would take them a minute to figure out that was not dewdrop that we were seeing on these roses. It was fat glistening on these spirals of bacon. And it's undoubtedly, when you look at it, it's undeniably a bouquet. And the first thing that registers with you is you know, classic red bouquet of flowers. But in fact, it is fried pork.
Although she calls it a broquet.
Oh, that's cute. although I have to say, as a woman, I would be very much happier to receive this than a bouquet of red roses.
Well, in the 21st century Jane Austen novel that you're no doubt going to write next, you can have the woman giving little wrapped up bacon bits to her Mr. Darcy.
It does give new meaning to the phrase pigs in a blanket.
Elizabeth Gilbert, thank you very much. Elizabeth Gilbert is the author of Eat, Pray, Love and her new book, Committed, A Skeptic Makes Peace with Marriage.
Oh, I hope to love you, baby.
And at studio360.org, you can see the winning designs and all of the other great entries. And congratulations to the winner of our Valentine Redesign Challenge, Sarah Tisdale.